Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah to the Most High God. He's awesome. He's King. He's Lord. He is Lord over our lives. No God like our Jehovah. No God like our King. He is ruler of our nation. He watches over us morning, noon, and night. Well, good morning. This is Bible Storyland. We come to praise our God. We come to lift up the name of Jesus this morning. We come to tell our Father how great he is, how wonderful he is. What an excellent God. What an excellent Father. What a great Father he is. How he watch over us morning, noon, and night. How he take care of us. Even in the midst of storms, he continually watch over us morning, noon, and night. Father God, we break and disannul all ungodly covenants, oaths, and pledges we have made with our lips in the name of Jesus. We renounce and break all ungodly oaths made by our ancestors to idols, demons, false religions, and ungodly organizations. In the name of Jesus, we break and disannul all covenants with death and hell made by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul all ungodly covenants with idols or demons by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul all blood covenants made through sacrifice that would affect our lives in the name of Jesus. We command all demons that claim any legal right to our lives through covenants to come out in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul any covenant made with false gods and demons through the occult involvement and witchcraft in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul all spirit marriages that will cause incubus and succubus demons to attack our lives in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul any marriage to any demon that would affect our lives in the name of Jesus. We break all agreements with hell in the name of Jesus. We have a covenant with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. We are joined to the Lord, and we are one spirit with him. We break all ungodly covenants and renew our covenant to God through the body and the blood of Jesus. We divorce ourselves from any demon that will claim our lives through any ancestral covenants in the name of Jesus. We bind and cast out any family demon that will follow us through ancestral covenants in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you that you are a holy God, a righteous God, and we already know there is no God great like you, Jehovah. Oh, we bless your name. We praise you this morning. We give you glory. We give you thanksgiving. You are a wonderful Father. You are an awesome King. Mighty are you, our Lord. Mighty are you, Father. Mighty, mighty, mighty God. Holy God. Righteous Father. King of kings. Lord of lords. We bless your name. And Father, this morning, we come before your holy presence asking you to forgive us for sins of omission, sins of commission, little foxes that spoil our vine. Oh God, you said who can know their errors, so forgive us, make corrections for our errors, oh God. Create in us, cleanse us, oh God, remove every spot from our garment. Cleanse our hearts that we may serve you, oh God. Give us hearts of flesh to serve you in a greater way, oh God. Father, we yield to you this morning. And we praise your name. And Father, we just thank you for what you're going to do on Bible Storyland. We surrender Bible Storyland to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Well, good morning. Good morning. We are so grateful that you joined us this morning. We have a young lady from Houston, Texas, Karen Itell. She's going to play a song of praise unto the Lord. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Carita.
All right, what are you going to play for us this morning, for the Lord this morning?
Rate of Dormus passing.
Okay. Beautiful, beautiful. Hallelujah. I think that's my first time hearing that song before, but it was awesome. Thank you, Karen. Well, good morning again. Welcome to Bible Storyland. Today is Family Day. We are honoring fathers and mothers, children, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. God created families. In the book of Genesis, the first book in the Bible, God wrote that he created the first family, Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. And you know what? Adam means man or mankind, and Eve means mother of all living. So we thank God for Adam and Eve. And you know what? On the sixth day, God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let us have dominion, over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and so on. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created male and female. He created them. God blessed them, and God said to Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. So, you know, God wanted Adam and Eve to fill the earth. And so they did. had children. Their children had children, and down through the generations. And so we are today because of Adam and Eve. And we thank God for them. Now, you know, they were human like us. They made mistakes. But you know what? I want to tell you something. Along with creating Adam and Eve, God gave them, as well as us, he gave us a commission. He gave us things that he wanted us to do with our children. And, you know, the Bible is plain about it. We don't have to guess. Well, what did the Lord say? No, we don't have to guess. The plan for us to parent our children, even in Proverbs 22:6, you know it by heart. You've heard it since probably you were a child. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he won't depart from it. So you know what? I thank God he gave us parental duties, duties to parents. He gave children duties as well now, don't you think? That he don't do things in a balance. He gave both. So he said, parents, I want you to teach the children. Deuteronomy 6:7. Want you to train them. Proverbs 22:6. Want you to provide for them. I want you to nurture the children. I want you to control the children. I want you to love the children. Now, you know that one, control. Many times, you know, we've lost that. We dropped that one. We don't think we're supposed to control our children. You know, the law said now, oh, you can't touch them. But you know what? We got to obey God rather than man. When man laws conflict with God's laws, we got to choose God's laws. So we are to control our children. We can't just let them walk in Walmart and take a shelf and knock everything down and walk off. Oh, no. Uh-uh. We cannot spare the rod and spoil the child. Children think they're supposed to do whatever they want to do. But we as parents, we cannot be missing in action. We got to teach our children what thus saith the Lord. So the Lord wants us to love them as well. He wants us to correct them and instruct them. Now, you know, I hate to keep harping on this, but young mothers, shut the cell phones down when you got your babies. Shut the cell phones down. They be texting, talking, and the baby's hollering, screaming, wandering off, diapers need changing. Oh, you know, just parents missing in action. So we got to, you know, we got to take heed to God's word. And, you know, God, like I said, he gave duties to parents as to the children as well. Don't you think that he left them out of the plan? No. So when you instruct them, you got to teach them the word. And the word in Colossians 3:20 says, children, obey your parents in all things. He ain't say some things, but guess what? Children are naturally bent to do their own thing. They want to do what they want to do. But we got to insist that they do what we ask them to do. That's called control. Baby, you 2 years old, you 1 year old. You want to get over there and do, you know, have your little fit? Oh, no, the belt coming. The belt coming. Once they've gotten the belt, I mean really gotten it, they straighten that out. You know, I appreciate Gantling Family Daycare Home. There's a grandparent that come here. He brings one child, and sometimes he brings another little one. And his name is Brother Bell. He brings that little, but he brings that belt. Now, he's gotten her to the place she don't need it. He just look at her, he say, hey. And she straighten up. She's not even 2 years old yet. But she's very trained because Brother Bell has trained her the way God said. He don't spare the rod. Oh, no. She is well trained. Not 2 years old yet. So that's what we got to do. And we got to teach our children. Deuteronomy 5:16 says, honor your father and your mother as the Lord commanded you. That, why? That your days may be long upon the land and that it may go well with you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. So God gives, you know, the parents commandments as well as the children. So we got to work together in this world. We don't want our children, you know, getting shot up in the street because they wasn't home. When you say home before dark, no. You got to get them while they're real young, in your belly, then in the cradle. Then as they walk, as they crawl and as they walk, you got to teach them. When I was growing up, they ain't take stuff away out the way of the children. They say, Don't touch that. And I bet you what, they gave them something if they did it too. You hear some people say, oh, they own the babies. But guess what? Your babies are brilliant. They can understand two languages. They understand other babies that you can't, and they understand what you say. They are more brilliant than we are. They are wise. God's sending them here like that. I heard a child say, oh, but, you know, she can't talk. I said, oh, yes, she can. Y'all just can't understand. We got to learn the language of the babies. We got to say, God, what did my baby say? What did my grandbaby say? What did my great-grandbaby say? What do they need? We got to get the language of the babies. They know your language. When you say, come here, baby, they know how to come. You say, you hungry? They know. They understand. They understand. So teach them to say Jesus. Say it to them every day. Say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. They'll say it. They'll come here. Instead of saying mommy, mommy, daddy, daddy, teach them to say Jesus, 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 Jesus. If you say it often enough, now let me tell you something. They repeat everything you say. Even when you say foul words, they're going to say those too. Children are not hypocrites. They real. They're going to say everything you teach them to say.
Okay.
Well, I thank the Lord. You know, God told Adam and Eve, he said, okay, now multiply, fill the earth to do it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Genesis 1:28, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is in the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be meat. You know what? God is perfect. He gave us every plan. So I want to ask you a question. This is food for thought. Do you live to eat, or do you eat to live? Is your body starving for a good meal? You know, sometimes you say, oh, I just ate 30 minutes ago. I'm hungry again. Why am I so hungry? I ate already. Well, are you eating to live, or are you living to eat? What kind of foods are you putting into the temple of God? Do you think about what you want to eat, or do you think about what your body needs for you to eat? Were you raised to eat whatever your heart desires, or were you raised to eat what your body needs for abundant life? Do you want to live to eat, or do you want to eat to live? It's your choice. Is there a difference in living to eat, or is there when you eat, when you live to eat, you eat whatever you desire. You satisfy your appetite. Our Father says He will satisfy our mouths with good things. What are those good things? What are those good things that He's satisfying our mouths with? What should we eat to live? To be healthy, to have healthy lives. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm always saying, Father, I want to be healthy. Father, keep me healthy. Keep me well. And, you know, sometimes He'll tell me, don't eat that, and I'm disobedient. I eat it. Then I pay for it. He already warned me. I already know that I shouldn't eat it. I ate it anyway. So, you know what? I have to help myself, discipline myself. Don't bring it home. Don't eat like that. No. Our bodies are the temple of God. God lives on the inside of us. What should we eat? What should we drink to stay healthy? Should we live to eat, or should we eat to live? Study God's plan for us to eat. Study Daniel and his friends, their diet. How should we eat to be vibrant and healthy? Can we eat anything we want? Well, we already know the answer to that. Well, soon we'll be studying God's plan for us on what we should eat. and what we should not eat. On another note, are you prepared for emergencies? What about hurricanes? Are you prepared for hurricanes? What if a hurricane came in here today? You say, oh, ain't hurricane season. Let me tell you something. Whatever season God said is, that's the season it is. Have you noticed the seasons are changing? It's snowing in some places right now, and it's supposed to be spring. Well, I was in a hurricane, in Hurricane Katrina in 2005, but I thank God that I could hear his voice. Can you hear his voice? Is he speaking to you? He's speaking to you, but can you hear him? So we got to be able to hear God's voice today, because hurricane season's coming up. Well, our own Karen Attell from Houston, Texas, is going to briefly tell us about hurricane preparedness. We have three speakers today. Karen is one of the speakers, and she's going to briefly speak right after our singers come on. So we have Pastor Donna Hawkins that's going to sing for us this morning. And we are so grateful for Pastor Donna Hawkins. She has been faithful to Bible Storyland, for years. And I didn't even know her when she first started coming on, but I thank God that she has been so faithful, holding up my arms, praying for me, singing to the Most High God on Saturdays. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am doing fine. It's so good to hear your voice this morning.
Good to hear yours.
Thank you. Do you know my grandsons live in Grand Blanc, Michigan, and they have snow?
Yes.
They have snow. We had frost last night, so we had to cover up our plants that were outside.
Wow. I
so
hear
we're
you.
We're getting some cold weather, too, but it's okay.
Yes, it is.
When it's so hot in August, we'll be thinking about these days.
No, that's right. Too bad we can't store up a cool day and just bring it on in, huh?
That's right. Today is my mother-in-law's 87th birthday. My mother-in-law, Martha Hawkins, is 87 today. So please remember her in prayer when you have prayer time, okay?
All right.
All right. And, you know, my mom turned 90 on this past Tuesday, and we had a glorious celebration on Tuesday. I thank all the listeners for praying for my mom yesterday. Yesterday was a little rough day, but you sent your text right on time. We were right in the middle of trying to calm Mama down when you sent your text. So I had to text back and ask all of your listeners to pray for her. And do you know she got better after your prayer, Minister G? I thank God for you, and I thank God for your prayers.
I thank God for what he does through his servants. I'm trying to yield to him more so he can do more. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm going to sing if I can help somebody, because it sounds like you've got a lot of tips, a lot of points that will help, and that's what we need every now and then. We just need some help, but I'm glad we know who to call on when we do need help.
Amen. What are you going to sing today?
If I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living shall not be in vain.
Amen.
If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or a song, if I can show somebody that he's traveling wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian ought. If I can bring back a little beauty to a world abroad, if I can spread love's message that the Master taught, then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. If I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. If I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living shall not be in vain.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God that our living shall not be in vain if we help others. You know, pure religion, undefiled before the Father, is to visit the fatherless, the widows, and in their affliction, and to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. So that's living that is not in vain. I thank you, Pastor Donna, for that beautiful song. Oh, my God, it was so timely. We don't want to live in vain down here. We want to live righteous, holy lives, being transformed to the image of our dear Father. So thank you so much. And Father God, we just thank you for Pastor Donna, for her mother. You know Mother Newsom, Lord God. You know what she's going through. And Father, you promise whatever we ask in your name, you will grant it. So Father, we thank you for relieving her of the pain, oh God, of the suffering, in the name of Jesus. We cast her every care upon you because you care for her. Touch her body with your healing virtue, oh God. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Mother Hawkins, who turned, oh God, 87 years young. We ask you to bless her, oh God, as she celebrate you, as she lift you up. I thank you all men will be drawn unto you. So Father, let this be a blessed celebration for her. And I just thank you for what you're doing for the entire Hawkins family. Pastor Donna's side and on her husband's side. We bless you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we have Jackie on with us this morning, Jackie Travis. She ministered to seniors on a daily basis. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister G. I see everybody's doing well this morning. Thank God for that. I didn't know it was Miss Hawkins' birthday today. That's one of my favorite girls. I want to say happy birthday to Miss Hawkins. I will call her later. Yeah, I have is this Children's Day today? A joyful praise.
It's Family Day.
Family Day. I got Miss Curlin here with me again today, her and Mr. Golden. Of course,
oh,
Mr. Golden's playing girl tone, I think. He's not going to help us sing today. I don't know why. He sings baritone. He's a bass, a baritone, somewhere around there.
Have mercy.
He said, have mercy.
All right.
We're going to see. You heard him?
Yeah, I heard
okay,
him.
Okay, baby.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Have a nice day.
All right, you too.
Have a God blessed day.
Amen. You too. Hi, Miss Carolyn.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. My God, I thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Same here.
I'm so glad they helped me out on the radio. That's so wonderful.
I know it.
I think Reb is getting a little jealous. He want to be on the radio, too. I got to make sure I get over it so he can sing sometime. He wants to sing, too. But everybody wants to sing on radio.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let the Lord have his way.
Yeah, we're going to sing our little song. It's a little light of mine.
All righty.
Okay.
Okay.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Well,
this little light of mine,
oh,
I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go,
oh,
I'm gonna let it shine. Well, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Well,
everywhere I go,
Lord, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine for you and I, Lord,
I'm gonna let it shine.
Oh, shine for you and I, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine. We'll shine for you and I, Lord.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine. Well, this little light of mine,
Lord, I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus is on the main light.
Tell him what you want.
Oh, Jesus on the main light. Tell him what you want. Yes, Jesus on the main line.
Tell him what you want.
You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you're sick and you can't get well,
tell him what you want.
Well,
if you're sick and can't get well,
tell him what you want. Well,
if you're sick and can't get well, tell him what you want.
You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Well, if you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Yes,
if you need the Holy Ghost,
tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Oh, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Yeah, call him up. Ooh, call him up. Tell him what you want. Yeah, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Yeah, Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Yeah, Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. This little light of mine, yeah, I'm gonna let it shine. Yeah,
this little light of mine.
I'm gonna let it shine. Yes, this little light of mine,
Lord, I'm gonna let it shine.
Oh, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus is on that main line. Tell him what you want. Well, Jesus is on that main line. Tell him what you want. Yes, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want.
Amen.
Woo.
Jesus.
Amen. Woo. Yes, indeed. This little light of mine and Jesus is on the main line. You know, we could call him up 4 o'clock in the morning, you could call him up. 12 in the daytime, you could call him up. So I thank God for Miss Carolyn and for Jackie and for Pastor Donna and for Karen. I tell, oh, my God, y'all make such a huge difference on Bible Storyland. I wish I could put into words the difference that you make, but just know that I love each of you, and you make a huge difference on Bible Storyland. Well, Miss Carolyn, I want to say a quick prayer for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Miss Carolyn, and I thank you, Lord God, for ordering her steps to be on Bible Storyland. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. I thank you for what you're doing in her family's life. I ask you to bless her like never before, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you for Jackie, who is your humble servant, who humbles herself for God, looks out for the elderly, who looks out for those. Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God, for her husband.
Thank you
for her daughters, her extended family. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing for God. So, Father, bless them before. Take care of Mr. Golden as well. I thank you for blessing Golden and his family. Keep him healthy. Keep him well. Remove any swelling in his body, any inflammation. And we thank you for his ready mind to serve you, oh God.
Yes,
for what you're doing in the world, Lord. And we bless you and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, Carissa, thank you so much for that. Listen, my husband is in Kentucky because one of his friends passed away, Reggie White. And he's there today, and I wanted to go home, but I couldn't go. Both of us couldn't go, so we let him go on. But pray for the White family, for Diane and her family, because you know they're probably, I know there's a lot for them to take in. I wish I could have called home, but, you know, hey, sometimes you just can't make it all. Sometimes you have to just accept that. But pray for that family, and I appreciate that. Pray for my husband. Have a safe trip. He had a safe trip down and safe trip coming. He have a safe trip coming back.
Okay.
And I thank you for, I appreciate you, Sister G. You are a blessing to us to be able to let us come on the radio and sing every Saturday. That's wonderful. Thank you, Sister G. Thank you.
Tell you,
Mr. Golden said we would light up his light every morning. We come down and sing. It gives him, he has church right here in this apartment.
I don't have to go to church.
Amen. Thank God for you all. Well, as I said before, we Karen Itell with us. She's going to give us a brief message about protecting ourselves, you know, before the hurricane comes. Good morning again, Karen.
I hope y'all don't need this information, but I'm going to give it to you anyhow and hope that you don't need it. One of the things I've learned over the years is that in preparation is about everyday things as well. Keeping your freezers closed as much as you possibly can is the most important, because every time you open the door, you're letting more warm air into it. And the other thing is, you want to have a list of all your family members you want to keep in touch with. At least two or three places you might run to, prepared ahead of time. Because my mom brought something up that I thought was a good idea. You don't know which direction it's coming from. So if you have three different directions to go in, or four if you can, and they're not coming from four. I got three right now, but I'm going to add four, one more if I can, north, east, south, and west, of course. And that way, whichever storm way the storm's coming, you go the opposite way. If it's coming in from the north, well, you want to go south. If you want to come in from the east, you want to go west. But if you already know ahead of time, your meet-up point, everybody will watch the weather, of course, and meet at the location. And be sure and have each other's phone numbers and email addresses. I have preparedness apps available on my phone. If y'all want to know about them, I will be glad to tell you.
Karen?
Something like that. There's also food preparation. There are things called meals ready to eat. That's if you're staying here and or get stuck, people don't make it out in time, but just things called meals ready to eat. Gloria, Carita brought that the food thing up real quick, and that reminded me to bring that up. Also, you want to have a kit of essentials, at least a gallon of water for each person in your household, an extra prescription on hand. If you can, have an extra package of medication from that prescription. Your vet records, your own records. This is a little bit overboard, but I have all my insurance policies in a folder for my home. All photos of all my credit cards. And you want to have at least $500 cash if you're evacuating, just because the ATMs might be down. The kit can consist of some kind of jacket or shawl to protect you, a face mask in case the air is bad where you are. I have lots of batteries. I like to get those ahead of time because I'm not going to be the guy going to Walmart and buying batteries at the last minute when everybody else is. That'll be easier on the merchants. Again, I've mentioned the thing about water, a gallon of water for each person. The other thing I've done is talk about notes of everything. Do I have any questions? Yes, there is.
Oh, but someone has a radio on or something. If you could shut that off or put your phone on mute, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Do I
have any questions about emergency preparedness? Well,
yes.
We thank you so much, Karen, for that. You know, the tips that you gave us, especially the kit of essentials, a gallon of water per person, extra prescriptions, records, insurance policies, credit cards, $500 cash. So, yeah, you know,
The ATM may not work. They do go down sometimes.
What may not work?
Go ahead.
Say that again.
Not everyone can afford them, but it would be wise to get a generator if you can.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, we thank Karen so much. I appreciate that, Karen. That was awesome. And you know what? I tell you, I wish I'd known you before Katrina. I'd have been more prepared. I thank God.
Well, it's in my blood.
Yeah, thank the Lord. Well, the Word of God is food to our souls, and our souls prospers by what we feed it. It's like our bodies prosper by what we feed our bodies. Our souls prosper for what we feed them, feed our souls. All right, so I want to ask you, is your soul starving, or do you feed your souls daily? How often do you feed your soul? You know, 3 John says, "Beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." So for our soul to prosper, we got to feed it. For our bodies to prosper, we got to feed it. But it's what we put in it that makes the difference. Joshua 1:8 says, "Let not this book of the law depart out of your mouth. Let not this book of the law depart out of your mouth. Let not this book of the law depart out of your mouth. But you shall meditate on it day and night, that you observe to do according to all that is written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." So what does that mean? Read the word, study the word, meditate on it, memorize it. Hopefully it's written on the tables of our hearts. Obey, obey, obey. You know, we leave that part out. We say, "Oh, okay, I'm going to read the word, I'm going to study the word." But then when God speaks to us, we go like, "Oh, that's not for me today." Yes, it is. If God brought it to your attention, you ever read the word, studying the word, and something just stick out in the word? You go like, "Oh, Could God be speaking to you about that particular thing? I know he does to me. Yep, he illuminates it and goes like, oh, okay, Father, thank you. So write it down. Study the word. Then you will be prosperous and you will have good success. Our speakers today understand Joshua 1:8. Not only do they understand it, they obey it. They live in Jacksonville, Florida, and the word of God is written on the tables of their heart. They love the Lord, and they know love means obedience. They obey the Father. They are married with two children. Their names are Ministers John and Prophetess Ernestine Lawson. Good morning.
Good morning, Sister
G.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're doing fine. And we would like to say good morning to all the other persons on the radio line.
Amen.
We just want to send blessings unto them. We hear all these birthdays and that how God has blessed them with long life. And we just come in agreement with the word of the Lord that we should live a long and prosperous life. Yes. Be unto all the listeners. Yes,
amen.
We're doing fine. Doing fine. The word of the Lord that God placed on my heart dealt with our God, a God of covenant. And it was so nice when I heard you start in Genesis. And so I want to, like I said, I'm Prophetess Ernestine Lawson. I'm going to be the primary speaker on today. And I want to deal with this two major words, covenant and commitment. And with commitment, it's just a promise to do, a promise to give something, a promise to be loyal to someone. And it's where you have decided that in spite of whatever comes or happens, you will be committed unto the words that you have spoken. We see that God has done that, and he's done it through what he called a covenant. In the Hebrew, the word covenant means a legal agreement between two parties. And in the Old Testament, covenant is mentioned 284 times. And in the New Testament, 37 times for a total of 321 times. So God wanted us to know that he's committed to keeping his covenant. When we see God use the word covenant, he used it to redeem mankind, to guarantee us eternal life. And this eternal life comes with the death and burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So I want to start with Genesis. As we know, the first marriage was given in Genesis. Genesis 2 and 24 said, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. So God established a commitment policy. He said that in our living, yes, we will have parents, we'll have my mother and father, but also we will have a marriage. And this a marriage will be where these two people will be, like the other scripture, Sister G said, will be fruitful and multiply. And that's a part of God's covenant, because that's what God had commanded to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, constantly reminding them to be fruitful and multiply, not just to Adam and Eve. The thing now and today, and I don't know, I live in the state of Florida, and I don't know if Sister G heard this. On yesterday, I was riding on home, and they had announced that our governor had rescinded a law written 150 years ago. 150 years ago, in the state of Florida, they said it's illegal for anyone of opposite sex to live together and not be married. And they said that literally they had not been enforcing the covenant of marriage for many years, in which we know what we call shacking. So what they did is said that this law is no longer a mandate of today. But God's covenant word is still mandated to the believers.
Amen.
But failure to understand commitment, failure to understand what covenant means, is what's going on in the modern day society. Mankind is in trouble
and this trouble is permeating throughout the world, and it's becoming a human problem as our world and our judicial system pass laws that come against God's covenant promise. God is commitment, and he's solid to his promise, and he will never break his promise. I would like to go over some of his promises, some of his covenant promises to us. In Deuteronomy 7 and 9, it said, I want y'all to know that God is faithful for maintaining his covenant promise. And as believers, we must maintain the faithfulness too. No matter what the laws pass, no matter how the laws change, whether our governors, our judicial courts change the law, we must remain faithful to God's covenant, because God said he will remain faithful to his. And so I want to go over, God said he'd be faithful to keep his promises. In Deuteronomy 7 and 9, it said, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that loves him and keepeth his commandment to 1,000 generations. And as Sister G said, that it's a family day. And so in Deuteronomy 7 and 9, God said, I'll keep my covenant. I'll be committed to you down to 1,000 generations. But all you have to do is keep your end of the bargain.
Yes.
And 1 Corinthians 1 and 9, God said, the word said, God is faithful, by whom ye are called unto the fellowship unto his fellowship with his Son Jesus Christ. And because we're born again believers, God said he will be faithful. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13 said, there has no temptation taken but such that is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that they may be able to bear it. So God said, in spite of whatever we're going through, in spite of how these laws change, he's going to make a way for us to still be faithful to him in spite of the laws that are being enacted. And 2 Thessalonians 3:3 said, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from all evil. 1 John 1 and 9 said, if ye confess your sins, he, which is God, is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And as America, the country, it needs to repent. But as believers and covenant keepers, we just need to stand in faith. And for that which we may do, deeds that we've done in our body, I love how Sister G said about how she wanted to eat something. And when we really want to do our own will, and we know that God has forewarned us, we who are believers normally repent and ask for forgiveness. But I love the other thing she said, we must also teach it down to our children. We must teach that God is a covenant-keeping God. A covenant, as God has shown us in his word, is a solemn vow, a promise between two parties. He gives us a prime example through marriage when he said that a man and a woman should cleave to themselves and make a vow of love one to the other until death do them part. In the Old Testament, covenants were very common. As you all know, there's the Abrahamic covenant, where God made a covenant with Abraham. There's the Mosaic covenant. There's the Davidic covenant. And most of us know of the New Testament covenant. But in Genesis, God said that in Genesis, let me give you Genesis 9, 11, and 15, he says in his word to Noah, and I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall the flesh be cut off any more by the waters or by flood, neither shall there be any more be floods to destroy the earth. And God said, this is a token of my covenant, which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you. And so God said, I didn't make it just with Noah. I made it with every living creature. Amen. For a perpetual generation. And that's which, any generation to come after Noah. He said, he will set the bow in the clouds, and it should be a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it should come to pass when I bring the clouds over the earth, and the bow shall be seen in the clouds, and I will remember my covenant, which is between me and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters will no more become like flood to destroy flesh. Amen. And I thought about it when y'all had talked about Hurricane Katrina. This is showing the power of water. Power of water destroyed a city, but the people survived. Yes, some died, but many people survived. There's a pastor, Darrell Brister, that was in New Orleans. He said he went through years of depression, almost turning his back on God, because he cannot understand why this loving God, this committed God, can allow such a disaster to hit New Orleans. But if you know God and you know God's commitment to us, his commitment is always to bring us to a better end. He said, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you. And we have an expected end. And New Orleans had an expected end, and that is to live and come back again, not just to be a night of partying and everything, that may God may be glorified. So God is a covenant-keeping God, and he's established his covenant, and he is committed to foreseeing his covenant. So what he's given us, is that he's shown us in his word, that he's faithful. He's faithful to those who maintain covenant with him. God said he's not like man that he shouldn't lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. But whatever he said he's going to do, he's going to do it. God is not imperfect. He's not unchanging. Whatever he said, he's going to do. If God's commitment is so perfect, our imperfection are the only thing that mess up the commitment. Because we are imperfect. As I said, we live in the country of United States of America. And because of this country's laws, curses have been heaped up on the land. But God said that he's faithful, that these curses, when he told the Israelites, when Egypt went through curses, he said, these curses should not come upon you. As we know in his word, and I love it that we had so many persons who stated that they had a birthday. I want to speak and declare long life to Mother Hawkins and that all that's on the line, because God is a covenant-keeping God. He said in his word that 70 shall we live, and then he said, and if we live above that, that's because of the grace and mercy of his love, because God is faithful. He's faithful and just to our families. He's faithful and just to our marriages. He's faithful and just throughout eternity. And I will end with this, that this faithful and just God said, and I'll let my husband say something, that when we leave this earth, we only go to sleep and to be rise again in heaven. And although we may have persons in the nursing home, we may have persons going through sickness in their bodies, he said that he promised you eternal life, that those that are absent from the body will be present with the Lord. And in heaven there's no more sickness, no sorrow, no death, no dying. But there's a glorious time praising God.
Amen. Amen. My wife was speaking, I'm Prophet John Lawson, and as she was speaking, I got a revelation out of that, out of the clouds. A lot of times for us to look outside, matter of fact, I'm looking outside now, I can see the clouds in the sky. In the natural, it looked like the clouds is for our covering from the sun. It also shade from the sun. But in the spiritual, it's remind us that God still remember his covenant with man. So everything has its place in life, even the clouds and the sun, and everything has its place. And we have our place in God to keep our covenant with him, He's keeping his, he's an all-covenant-keeping commitment God. He's keeping his covenant with us every day. But we as a people, and we just turn our back and want to do our own thing, not his will, but our will. And this, and the scriptures clearly says, it says in the Our Father prayer, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, the earth of our vessels as it is in heaven. But we want to turn away and just do our will. And we do, when we do, we get in trouble. We get in sin, and we want God to help us. But we got to be reminded of his covenant as he's reminded of his own covenant. We need to be reminded that we see the clouds almost every day in the sky, and it's more than just for the covering of the from the sun or from the heat. It also reminds us that God is keeping his covenant as it was from the beginning, even up to now. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Sister Jesus.
And that concludes our message. Amen?
Amen. Well, I thank the Lord for that message. Hallelujah. Our God, a God of covenant and commitment. Yes, he is. My God, if it wasn't for the good Lord, where would we be? If he wasn't on our side, we'd be in trouble. So I thank God for that message about commitment, about covenant. And I thank God for her bringing forth the word, Genesis 2:24, Deuteronomy 7:9, 1 Corinthians 1:9, Genesis 9:11-15. And she talked about Jeremiah 29:11, about God's purpose. Put a purpose on the inside of us. You know, he didn't just send us here to, you know, to learn, to go to school, get out, get a job, work, have a family, and go back to him. Oh, no, 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 no. He didn't put us here in vain. He put a purpose on the inside of each one of us. And I thank God for Prophet John and Prophetess Ernestine that, you know, he keeps his promises to us. You heard me? He keeps his promises to us. So we got to learn to keep our promises to God. You know, they used to tell us a long time ago, your word is your bond. And the young people today, they tell you, okay, Sister G, I'll be over there at 6 o'clock. You ain't seen them yet. Okay, Sister G, I'm going to call you right back. Ain't heard from them yet. We got to be promise-keeping people. Don't make a promise that you don't want to keep. You know you don't have intentions to keep it. Don't make the promise. Just, it's better not to have made a vow than to make one and not keep it, or a promise. So I thank God for that message that they brought forth. It was well needed. You know, like they said, God keeps his promises. It's up to us. He keeps his word. Don't you know God honors his word above his name? He honors his word above his name, and we got to do the same thing. Now, don't you know salvation comes through Jesus Christ? In Romans 9:10-11, it says, you know, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart that God raised up Jesus on the third day. And you know what? He lives forevermore. So I thank God for salvation. Is there anyone on the line with us today that is not saved? Press 1. All right, looks like we all children of the Most High God. Well, if anyone comes on later that is not saved, you got to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. You got to believe that God raised Jesus up the third day and he lives forevermore. So I thank the Lord. You know, we got to confess Jesus. You know, the disciples confessed Jesus to the day that, you know, they were threatened. And when they got threatened, they ain't confessing anymore. They said, oh, no, we don't know him. Uh-uh. Who? No, that wasn't us. So you know what? I repent for every time that I have denied that Jesus is Lord. Every time that I've not said, I know the man. I know Jesus. He lives in me. Every time I denied him, I repent. Because I've done it. I don't know about you, but I know I have. I've denied him many times. I've crucified him many times. You know, backsliding is the devil's way of snatching our salvation. The devil wants to snatch our salvation. He don't want us to keep it. Get a revelation. Come running back to God. God is waiting for you. He's married to the backslider. Read it in Jeremiah 3:14. Return home, you wayward children, says the Lord. Return, you faithless children, for I am your husband. I am married to you, and I will take you one of the city and two of the family and bring you to Zion. So you know God got us covered on all sides, but we got to do our part. We can't just let God do his part and us not do our part in every facet of our lives. Well, it is testimony time. Anybody have a testimony they want to share this morning? Testimony time.
Carita.
Yes.
I'm glad he mentioned the thing about the cloud. I forgot to bring up something along that line. And one of the things that along that testimony is those of us who are here will have already remember this when it happens, but if it happens and when it happens, is just because a clear day during a storm watch, if they say get out, mind them, because clear days are very tricky. People be in the beach and get caught when the storm comes in.
All right, thank you for sharing that, Karen. Yeah, she's right, because I can remember, you know, when I was a little girl, I was in Fort Myers, Florida, and my cousins, I was coming back from the pool, and I'll never forget, we saw a tornado in the distance. The sun was shining, it was bright. I mean, that thing was moving fast. We were running, trying to get out the path of that tornado. I have never seen one since, but that was the first time. I mean, it was like a fast picking whirlwind. A tornado was moving. So, and the sun was shining. We've been swimming. So you got to watch out for storms and tornadoes and hurricanes. And you know, one of my friends asked me, she said, Carita, where you think, you know, is a safe place to live? I'm going to tell you right now where God is.
Amen.
Where God is. You got to be able to hear his voice. You got to be able to say, Father, I need you. Which way should I go? Should I go left? Should I go right? Should I stay right here? What should I do? He's going to answer you. He will answer you. So know his voice. It's important. You know how to know, learn his voice? Be in a still place, in the secret place. Say, Lord, I don't know your voice, but I need to know your voice because I know you speaking.
Yes.
He don't just speak when you open the Bible. Some people say, oh, yeah, he's speaking. He's speaking inside of you. You just got to listen. You got to be still. You got to shut the phones down, the cell phone, the home phone, the computers, the, you know, the everything. You got to shut it down. You got to get in a still, quiet place. Prostrate yourself before the Lord and say, Lord, you know, these are unpredictable times, and I need to hear you clear. He'll let you hear his voice. He'll speak to you. Get paper and pen. Write it down what he tells you, because he is that God. He says the honor of kings, the honor of God, I think, or the glory of God to keep a matter secret, but it's the honor of kings to search it out. So when he tells you something, search it out. I'll never forget, I was teaching school in New Orleans. This was probably in the 90s. And I'll never forget, the Lord spoke to me a scripture. I think it was, let me see if I can remember. I believe it was Psalms 56:13 or something like that. But anyway, I said, ooh, let me go look at that. And what he said was, this is what the Lord said to me. He said, if you cry unto me, even your enemies will turn back. I, you know what? I didn't know what the scripture meant, but I soon found out about a week later. I was in my classroom, and the children, oh, my God, look like they were taught by the devil the night before. Oh, Lord, they just cut up. They acted up. Oh, I couldn't get them to follow the rules. They wouldn't listen to me. They just acted up and acted like I didn't, you know, tell them anything. I'm not talking about one or two. I'm talking about the whole class. I'm talking about 25 to 30 children. That's how many we had back in the day. But they did not listen. And so I couldn't wait till time for them to go home. I started with my subfolder, writing a letter to the sub. I started, putting work on their desk, packets of work. Work on the board. Then we wrote with chalkboard. I got work ready for them. I said, I'm not coming here tomorrow. I'm going home and let the sub handle this here problem. So I got in my car, and I remembered that scripture. Lord, if I cry unto you, even my enemies would turn back. And I was crying all the way home. I cried and I cried. And when I got home, I took a shower. I got on my face before the Lord. And I just, oh, my God, I even fell asleep before the Lord. When I woke up, I said, oh, let me go get my clothes ready for work tomorrow. I got everything ready that next day. I went to work. I ain't even bothered about calling the sub. I went to work. Don't you know, when I was on my face, God worked every matter out. I looked at my children when I got there. I said, wait a minute. These children, they must have been tutored by God all night. They must have been a change. When I say I mean transformation. They were very respectful, and it lasted. It wasn't just that one day. But the Lord said, when you cry unto me, even your enemies will turn back. So those enemies were in the class trying to take over, trying to discourage me. But let me tell you, God worked it out. I'm going to look up the scripture now. If you cry unto me, even your enemies will turn back. I'm looking up the scripture right this minute. It is in Psalms 56, verse 9. So write it down, Psalms 56, verse 9. If you cry unto me, even your enemies, that's not just for me, it's for everyone. God is no respecter of persons, even though I tease my friends. I say, you know, I'm his special daughter. He loved me more than he loved you. We laugh about it, but it's not true. I just be joking. He does love me a lot, though. I know he loves you a lot, too. So don't forget, cry. When you're crying to him, you know, when things are getting rough, you can't handle it no more. You say, Lord, I can't handle this no more. I got to turn this over to you. This is more than I can bear. He's going to come in. There's more with you than against you. I had to learn that. So isn't God awesome? He's so loving. He already has the way made. We just got to walk in it. We got to consult him. We got to listen to his voice. He's so precious. Thank you. I just love the Lord. He's so good to me. I don't know about you. I can speak for myself. He's so good to me. So it is prayer time on Bible Storyland. I love to be in the presence of the Most High God. Ooh, ain't nothing like being in his presence. He is present. He's not absent. So prayer time. We got Pastor Donna Hawkins, Mother Newsom, Mother Hawkins, 87 years young today. We got the Macedonia Baptist Church, Missionary Baptist Church. We got her family, her church family. We got Jackie Travis, her patients, the seniors that she cared for. We got the White family who lost a family member. We got to pray for her husband's safe travel back to Jacksonville. We got Stacy Holman, her family, and the whole Bible Storyland family. Now, you can make your request known. Press 1. Can't hear you unless you press 1. Press 1. All right. Good morning. Is that Miss Liddell? Good morning. Somebody press 1 and I'll put you on live. If you... I see Miss Liddell on here as well. Somebody press 1 and I'll put you on live.
Okay. I would just like to ask prayer for my brother-in-law and a cousin is in the hospital in Augusta, Georgia. And still Mary Jean and her boys and myself and my friends all in the hospital right now and my church family, please.
All righty. Okay, how you doing this morning, Miss Liddell?
I'm doing very well, thank God. I'm not going to complain.
94 years young. My God, you headed toward 95. Woo! God is so good to you.
Oh, me, I'm being blessed in spite of some of the things you said, you know, about, you know, not complaining, just be thankful for the lady spoken one. I don't know which one, but just be thankful for what it is right now.
Amen.
Right now.
You going to sing for us this morning, Miss Liddell?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to sing called Jesus.
Oh, my God, thank you.
Call Jesus. Call him by his name, call him by his name, call him by his name, call Jesus, call him by his name, call him by his name, call him by his name is Jesus, my Lord Jesus, my Lord Jesus. He says, would you call him by his name? If you're friendly, call him by his name. If you're friendly, call him by his name. If you're friendly, call him by his name. Name, call him by his name, call him by his name is Jesus, my Lord, Jesus, my Lord, Jesus. Well, call him by his name.
Amen.
So I didn't want to go too long. I didn't want to take too much of your time.
Oh, I love that song, If You Love Jesus. Call him by his name.
Call him.
Call him by his name.
Yes, call him.
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Yes,
sometimes
sir.
That's the only word we could call is Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
Yeah,
Jesus.
When you're trapped through the traffic and, you know, somebody's racing with the motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
Cars go, oh, my God, call Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's why we got to teach our babies. Say Jesus,
yes.
Jesus, Jesus.
Yes.
Well, I thank God for you, Miss Liddell.
Thank you.
Be praying.
Thank
anybody
you.
Else.
I thank God. I thank God for you and your program.
Amen.
Yes. I thank him for you and your program on Saturday mornings. It just be a blessing to me, you know, to have to hear the word early in the morning. It means so much. It helps you to make the day.
Amen. Well, I thank God for you all coming on. Y'all are the one who helped me make the program, because if it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't have one. But I thank the
That's
Lord
true.
For y'all.
That's true.
Amen. Anybody else? Prayer time. Press 1 if you want prayer. I see my good friend on here. Mother Irma's on with us this morning. I'll be praying for you, Mother Irma. She ain't press 1, but we will pray for her. Mother Irma, she lost a son recently, but God got her. He's taking care of her. You know, it's difficult when you lose a child.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, but I tell you what, God knows what's best. He knows what he's doing. He never makes a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for you, Mother Irma.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Anyone else? Prayer request.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be asking Prophet John and Prophet Ernestine to pray this morning, if they don't mind. All right. Y'all ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Prophet Ernestine, could you pray for Donna Hawkins, Mother Newsom, Mother Hawkins, Macedonia Baptist Church, and however else the Lord leads you?
Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I just thank and praise you, God. I just give you glory. God, as I heard their ages, oh, God, I just thank and praise you for long life and length of days. And, God, I thank you, Lord God, that they have clarity of mind. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I just bless Mother Newsom and Sister Hawkins and the church mm-hmm. family. Oh, mm-hmm. God, Lord God, that you, that you, Lord God, will breathe upon them a new breath of air, God, that you will restore their youth like an eagle, God. And Lord God, that you will just give them the years that the caterpillars and the locusts have eaten away, oh, God. And just restore their youth like an eagle, God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, for those that were their duty bound to pray for, those that they intercede, those that they cover, oh, God, according to your word. God, we come in agreement with the mothers, oh, God, that, Lord God, that you bless their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, and that down to the thousandth generation. God, we lift up to you, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that we're the individual church. And we lift up, Lord God, the churches that they attend and every member that attend their church, oh, God. We lift up the pastors, the apostles, the teachers, the evangelists, those, the ushers, all those are connected, oh, God, to the body of Christ to do your will and according to your will. God, let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling, oh, God. Let them have a peace that passes all understanding, oh, God. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that as you prayed in the book of John, you told the Lord, don't take them out of the world, but keep them. So, Father, I thank you that you keep, God the Father, you keep us day by day. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the keeping spirit, a committed spirit, a covenant spirit, oh, God, that's forever faithful unto your people. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Prophet John, could you pray for Jackie Travis, her patients, the senior citizens that she take care of, and the White family who lost a member, and her husband's safe travel back to Jacksonville?
Father God, we come to you in one mind, one spirit, and faith, thanking you, Father God, for Sister Travis, Jackie Travis. Oh, God, we thank you. You said to command you the works of your hand. You say we are to pray one for another. So, Father God, we all lift down in prayer before you. You said, if you up on the earth, you draw all man unto you. So, Father God, we that not only the anointing will fall on her, but your glory compass her, surround her, Father God. We thank you, God, that when we pray, we know that you always hear us. So, Father God, we pray on the open and blessed heaven, and we know that the portals of heaven are open right now. And so, Father God, for all of us who are interceding for Miss Travis, Father God,
and her husband,
we ask you, Father God, to touch their lives like never before, because we know that you are all covenant and committed, God, to us, Lord God. And you are, hallelujah, the God that heals, God that restores, that the God that make whole, and the God that renew. So, Father God, we ask you to touch her now like and her husband like never before. Do it because of the shed blood. Do it because of your name. Do it because of your glory, Lord God. And, oh, God, we thank you
that her husband
returned home safely. Yes. We charge angels now to go before her husband, Father God. Compass us, surround him, Lord God. Let no harm or danger, calamity, or evil come not his dwelling, but face them and protection in his pathway. Because you said that your words are lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father God, we pray that word you said, Lord God, would touch him and surround him even more, Father God. And we speak it now into existence. Mm-hmm. hallelujah, that it shall come to pass that he shall, Father God, no harm and danger, but calamity even come not his dwelling. And God, we thank you for what you have done, which you continue to do. And we bind every demon and every devil and every satanic evil force, Lord, that may come up against their lives. We take all apostolic and all prophetic authority over them now. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, Prophet Celestine, could you pray for Miss Ludell and her brother-in-law, her cousin that's in the hospital, her family, Mary Jean, and Miss Ludell's family?
Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the anointed vessel. And we thank you, Lord God, for the vessel that you caused to create, to play the key so skillfully, to sing the sweet song of Zion. God, you showed us in your word that you call for the minstrel, oh God, to praise and worship you. And Lord God, as a part of the priestly family, oh God, you, Lord God, as it was like with Moses, you breast Aaron as well as Miriam. So, Lord God, we thank you that you showed us in your word that you will keep the family, that you will bless the family, you will anoint the family, and you will take care of the family, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Ms. Ludell family, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Lord God, strengthen each and every one, oh God. I lift up her brother, knowing, Lord, able to do exceedingly above all I can ask or think, that you, Lord God, that you're a healer, you're a deliverer, and Lord God, that you are a miracle worker, oh God. Bless him in every area that he stands in need of, oh God. Oh God, just heal his body, touch his mind, and oh God, just keep him, Lord God. Oh Father, we just, Lord God, for binding up the spirit of pain. Glory to God, I just feel pain in the body. So Lord God, I rebuke pain now in the name of Jesus. And I command it to loose its hold, not just on Ms. Ludell and her siblings, but on listening on the phone. God, I rebuke it now in your son Jesus' name. And I declare and decree long life, prosperous, and the art of music, oh God. That, Lord God, I don't know why this came back to my spirit. Lord, as Saul was tormented, I thank you for Ms. Ludell, who was immensely anointed of God to break yoke and to make people feel good. Because God, upon her playing, oh God, we enjoy that which you have blessed her to do. And we thank you, Lord, for what you put in Ms. Ludell to minister to us Saturday. And we give you, God, all the praise and the honor.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. Brother John, if you could pray for the Bible Storyland family, includes Stacy Holman, Mother Irma, and everyone that the Lord leads you to pray for.
God, we lift up Bible Storyland and the family, everyone who's on this line and who's connected, Father God, to. And we pray for Sister G. We pray for all now, God. We lift them up before you, that you would touch them and prosper them, Father God, in every area of their life. You said, beloved, I wish above all things that we may prosper, be in health, even as our soul prosper, our mind, our intellect, and our emotion. Father God, prosper. Father God, prosper them in every area of their life, that we be warning for nothing, because you said that we have a need. We come to you, God. You said that you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we want for nothing. We just need, Father, more of you, Father God. You said, for those who thirst and hunger after righteousness, that they shall be filled. And Father God, we thirst and hunger after you. And oh God, we just love you with the agape love, the love that you love us with, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you have done, with your and who you are and whose you are, Father God. Yes, you are our God. You are the creator of heaven and earth. And all mankind, every creeping and crawling thing, the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air. Thank you, Lord God, for who you are. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah Elyon,
Mm-hmm. We thank you, Lord God, for being Jehovah Tissitnu. We mm-hmm. thank you for our righteousness, Lord God. We thank you for all mm-hmm. your redemptions, Lord God. Hallelujah. God, we just bless you, and we thank you for your son. We thank you, Lord God, for the entire, what you're doing for the entire family.
Mm-hmm.
Of,
yes.
Lord God. God, we thank you, God, for touching all of our lives, mm-hmm. and especially before God, because you have ordained her for a time such as this.
Mm-hmm.
And God, we just, Lord God, that you can continue to quicken her spirit, Lord God, day by day, mm-hmm. hour by hour, and minute by minute. That she will stay, and hallelujah, in your presence, Lord, to touch those who you have called her to, in the name of Jesus.
And Father God, as John, Lord, bless him, Lord God. And I speak to anything that's acting up in his throat, oh God, and I declare that his voice will be used for your glory.
Yes.
And God, we just pray, Lord God, for Sister Jackie and, oh God, and those who sang the sweet song of Zion today.
Yes.
God, just breathe a breath of fresh air onto them, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that John's voice, that you will just anoint their voice, that, Lord God, that they'll continue to sing and praise you and give you the honor and glory. I thank you for those that go in and out the nursing home, oh God, who minister to the people
yes.
who are sick and shedding and can't come in, oh God,
yes.
unto the church fold. But I thank you, Lord God, that you say that we should be your witnesses, and we should, Lord God, be the witnesses on earth. And so I thank you, Lord God. Bless them going and coming, oh God.
Yes.
Let wherever their feet tread, oh God, let there
yes.
be a blessing, oh God.
Yes.
Oh God, as they go forth, oh God, ministering in song and word and in deed. And Father, we'll give you all the glory. You got anybody else you wanted to pray for?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for you.
Amen.
We all Prophetess John and Prophetess Ernestine. I thank you for what you're doing in their lives, oh God. Bless them like never before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Father God, as they open up their mouths, I thank you for speaking through them as the oracles of the Most High. And so, Father, I thank you for protection, guidance, direction. Bless them and their family, oh God. Meet every need. Oh, God, you are the God that healeth them, keep them healthy, keep them well. You are God who is committed, loyal, and faithful to them and to all of your children. We bless you in Jesus' name. Well, anybody have any closing remarks, anything they want to say before we close out?
Well, I want to say thank you for the prayer for all of us that go into these nursing homes. That also applies to assistive living, and I thank you so much because I play piano over there over at Rosemont Assistive Living Center here, and I thank you for the prayers. Thank you very much.
Anybody else? Okay, well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. You know God is so awesome. He sent his only son, Jesus, to die for you, to die for me. And Jesus now lives with the Father. He sits on his right hand, interceding for us. And you know, we crucified him. Even though we crucified him, he's still there. Interceding
yes.
for you, interceding for me. What an awesome God we serve. What great love he has for us, his children. So we got to obey him, obey him, obey him. I look forward to hearing Saturday. It will be Joyful Praise Day on Bible Storyland. So it will be April the 16th, next Saturday. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Love each of you. Look forward to talking to you next week. Have a great day, a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget, bless the Lord at all times. Let his praises continually be in your mouth. Amen.
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 Amen. Yes, thank you.